Hello, this is Choices with your host, Judy Wayo. Today we are talking about making life a little bit easier, and who of us doesn't want that? I mean, who told us that life was going to be easy? Where did we get the idea that once we got out of high school, everything was going to run smoothly and all of our dreams were going to come true? Why is it that at the end of the work week, some of us feel like we're wrung out, and others seem to have lots of energy? What do they know that we don't know? Well, we know, of course, that everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something, and the choices we made are what have brought us to where we are today. And we must accept the consequences of our choices. Too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. And when we allow negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences we don't desire. Using our power of logical thinking helps us to make wiser choices, which can create more desirable results and an easier life. So, if we're going to be one of those people that at the end of the week, we still have a lot of energy, we still feel like there's lots of things that we can do, and that our weekends are going to be fabulous, not that we're so tired we just want to lay on the couch for the entire weekend. So, what is it that we can do? Well, there are several things I want to explore with you this morning. One of them is the thought of making a priority list. You know, so many times we just go with life. We do what it is that life tells us or creates for us, or that other people somehow infringe on us or on our time. And so what can we do differently? Well, it's my belief that we need to make this priority list. Identify the things that are important in your life and identify the things that you want to accomplish and put them down on the list. Actually, write them down. In fact, write them on cards and put them everywhere that you can see them. Put one over your desk, put one in front of the refrigerator door, put one in the visor in your car. Because what happens is we get busy doing other things, and sometimes we just don't get our priorities done. And when we don't get our priorities done, when we don't get those taken care of, then we feel tired, then we'll feel exhausted, then we feel like we just never get anything accomplished. In the mornings, do the priorities first before you even open up the computer, because what happens when you open up the email? You start to respond to everybody else's priorities instead of your own. Or when you go on Facebook, you get busy with what other people are doing, and it takes time, and it takes time away from you, time that keeps you from making things happen the way that you want them to happen. So make that priority list. Summarize your goals on a 3x5 index card and put it in places where you can see it. And whenever you have a moment, review your list. Keep reviewing your list on a regular basis. My friend Mike Rayburn writes out his goals every single morning, the same goals. He writes them at least 10 times every single morning. Sometimes he writes them like 100 times that morning. It's in order that it keeps his main priorities in front of him. It keeps his goal in front of him on a regular basis. And that's what we want to do. I use a journal. I have what I call my achievement journal. And in the achievement journal, we have pages that illustrate the 8 different areas of our lives. And we actually, in the achievement journal, paste pictures of the things we want. And across from the pictures, there's another page for us to write down what we want. So we write our goals, we paste pictures of our goals, and we look at them every single morning so that we keep our first things first in front of us. Remember in Stephen Covey's Highly Effective People book, he says, do first things first. And that's what my journal does for me, is that it keeps my important things right there in front of me to remind me that I have to do first each day those things that are important, those things that are going to take me to my goal. You see, having that goal written down is like having a true north. It's like having that north star that guides you. And so consequently, you can follow that star. You know that this is where I'm going. And when you have those priorities written down in front of you and you remind yourself of them every single day, and when people call and they say, do you want to go here, or do you want to go to lunch, or do you want to do this? Well, of course we want to do all those things, but we can't do everything. And if we want to accomplish certain things in life, then we have to keep those things in front of us so that we can focus on them and focus on one of them at a time. Now, look at your habits. Habits sometimes keep us from accomplishing the things that we want. We all have habits. We all do certain things before we do others. I, for instance, when I get ready to write, I used to have to clean my desk first. I always felt like I had to clean my desk. I had to get everything in my desk where it was supposed to be. Not just the top of the desk, but all of the drawers. And I would do that every single time I would sit down to write. Now, I can't do that anymore. If I'm going to write a book, if I'm going to write an article for a magazine, I have to face the fact that sometimes there might be a pencil or two out of place in my drawer. There might be stamps not where they're supposed to be. And it has nothing to do with my writing. And so I can't let this obsession I have with keeping my desk organized before I work take over, because if I do, I don't get to my priority. So look at your habits. What habits do you have that are holding you back? And what can you change? You know, some of our habits make sense, and some of our routines make sense, and some of them don't. And so we need to think about those routines that do nothing more than let us waste a little bit of time or procrastinate, or put off doing whatever it is that we are planning to do that day. Get rid of those bad habits, and you'll have more time to get things done. This is very, very important. Also, consider, what if you just didn't do something? I mean, there's a lot of things probably on your to-do list that you could just drop, that you absolutely don't have to do. There are things that other people want us to do that we don't have to do. So consider, what would be the consequences of not handling something, of not taking care of something, of not doing something that someone else wants us to do? What would be the consequences of it? And really, truly, if there are no consequences, then do you really want to do it? Do you really? I put my own time limits on things. I set my own deadlines. And sometimes I get so stressed out over those deadlines because I'm not meeting them or I'm falling a little bit behind. And then I have to say to myself, wait a minute, you're the one that set this deadline. You don't have to have this done by this exact date. That deadline was to give you a perimeter in which to work. It wasn't that you had to have it done by that exact date or by that exact time. And sometimes it's more important to do something else. Like, for instance, if I think today I'm going to clean out my closet and I'm going to get that done because it's driving me nuts that I have clothes from all sizes, size 8 to size 16, all in the closet, and I want to get them sorted out and just get down to the clothes I'm going to wear. But then my honey comes along and he says, I really need you to come out and help me at the office and do a few things here. Then is it more important to help him, or is it more important to clean out my closet? In my case, I feel like it's more important to help him because he's my priority. He's a big part of my life. He's the person that I want to be there and I want to make happy, and I want him to be there to make me happy. And so helping him is more important than not cleaning that closet. And what is the consequence of not cleaning that closet? Well, I'll still have all kinds of different sizes of clothes, and I might have to dig a little bit further to find the things that I want. But you can clean the closet a little bit at a time. We don't have to make a big project out of it. We don't have to do it all at one time. See, I think the problem is sometimes we get these ideas that we have to do everything. And the truth of the matter is, we don't. We don't have to do everything. We can learn to delegate. And delegation is so important. Delegate to family members. I know some of us are very, very good at delegating at work, but we haven't thought about delegating to family members. And truthfully, family members need to help out to make our lives easier. Everyone needs to contribute within the home. Everyone needs to have certain jobs that they do, certain things that they take care of, so that the whole burden doesn't fall just on you. When I was growing up, that was just the way it was. My mother worked, and she had five kids, and we had to do certain things. And dinner was something that we all participated in. It was my job to make the salad every night, because I was the youngest, and I didn't use the stove. So it was my job to make the salad. It was my brother's job to set the table. It was my one sister's job to make the entree, and my other sister's job to decide on the vegetables we were going to have. And my other sister made a dessert, usually, or a jello salad or something along that line. So my mom actually broke up the task of making dinner and gave each one of us a task to do to bring it all together. And you know, it brought us together as a family. We really enjoyed that time when we put dinner together, and then we all sat down and we ate together, and then we all cleaned up together. And my mom didn't have that terrible task of having to come home from a hard day at work and then do dinner and then clean up, because so many times women have so many more than just one job. We have the job that we go to work or we earn money, and then we have the job of coming home and being the housekeeper and being the mother and being the nurse and helping with the homework. And this stuff needs to be divided up. It needs to be delegated to other people. And delegation doesn't mean just giving them the task. It also means giving them the responsibility of the task and giving them the authority to get it done. My sister planned the menus, and then each of us contributed our part to that. And then my sister would take one or two of us with her, and we would go to the store and buy the food. So once again, it saved my mother having to spend her Saturdays going to the grocery store, deciding what we were going to eat for the week, making the plan. We got to do that. And as we grew up, we realized what great training that had been for us. It actually made our lives a little bit easier. So one of the important and one of the most important things that you can do is learn how to say no. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest things that you need to do to make your life easier. Learn to say no. Learn to say no convincingly. Learn to say no to things that don't really matter whether you do them or not. Learn to say no to things that you don't want to do. Learn to say no to things that are not your priorities. So many times people will call me up and they'll say, could I take you to lunch and pick your brain? And I used to go. I used to say, sure, and I'd go and I'd try to help these people. And then I found out that what was happening was I was going and spending my time with people, letting them ask me all these questions about things that I know, giving them the information, and then most of them weren't using it anyway. They weren't doing anything with it. So what were they doing? They were simply wasting my time. Here I thought I was helping them, but I wasn't really helping them. There was this one man I remember, he called me up and said he wanted to be a speaker. He was an attorney, and he wanted to be a professional speaker like me. So he said, could I take you to lunch? And I said, yes, and he took me to lunch. And all during lunch, we talked about how he could be a professional speaker. We spent a couple of hours making a list for him and you know, getting everything kind of in order as to what he would do first and second, and setting his priorities for becoming a speaker. And then about a week later, he called me up and said, you know, I have a few more questions. Can I take you to lunch? And so, of course, I went along the second time, and I spent another couple of hours talking to him and working with him on what he was going to do and how he was going to do it and how he was going to promote himself. And then I called him a few weeks later and said, how's it coming? What are you doing? And he said, oh, I don't have any intention of doing that right now. I'm going to do that sometime in the future. Right now I'm doing my attorney work. And someday in the future, I'm going to do that. And I remember how angry I got that he had wasted so much of my time because he wanted to know how to do all these things, and I helped him with it. And down the line somewhere, he's going to do it if he ever does. And now years and years have gone by, and of course he never has become a professional speaker. So that just was a waste of my time. Now these people think they're actually paying you for your time when they buy you lunch, but buying me lunch is not something I really need. I could skip a few lunches and I'd probably be better off with my weight issues. But I didn't go for the lunch. I went to help him. And all he did was waste my time. So we want to be aware of that. If you're going to help somebody, if you're going to spend your time with them, make sure it's somebody that's really going to use the information that you give. Otherwise, it's just a waste of your time. And you have to learn to say no to that because you need your time to focus on your priorities. You need your time to get done the things that you really, really want to do in your life. One of the things that helped me learn to say no was when I got cancer. The cancer made me realize that I don't have all the time in the world left. I only have so many years. And so many years is made up of so many hours and so many minutes. And every time I waste an hour with someone, I'm wasting an hour of my life, an hour that I could be doing something that I want to do, that I can be spending time with the people that I love, that I can be working on my priority list. And so it is so important that you learn to say no. Even though when somebody asks you right now about something far into the future, there may be nothing scheduled on your calendar, but as that date approaches, all types of opportunities may be offered to you, and you're going to have responsibilities, and you're going to have scheduled appointments that will have emerged. And certainly, it's important to help people, but consider whether you should say no more often than you have in the past, because when that time passes and the time comes, some days we get there and we think, oh, I just don't want to go do this. I'm sorry I said yes. But being people of our word, we keep our commitment. And there's that waste of time again. And I'm still battling with this one. Because when people call me and they say, I need a little help, I'm the first one to say, yeah, I want to come and help you. But I don't need to be helping everybody. In fact, I do coaching for a living. If people need my help, then they should schedule an appointment time that they pay for my time. Not just expect that they can buy me some lunch and then get everything that I normally get to my paid clients. And so I just had to learn to say to people, I don't have a pick-your-brain lunch price, but I do have a coaching fee, and if you'd like to hire me to work with you, I'd be happy to do that. And then if you want to do all of your coaching over lunch, that's fine with me. Or if you just want to come to the office, that's fine with me too. Then I don't feel like my time is being wasted. And then I don't resent the person for taking up my time and not doing anything with the information that I give them. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And I'm so happy that you joined me today. You know, every show I do comes from you, and the things that you suggest, the things that you have told me are important to you and you want me to talk about. And I want to be sure to talk about what's on your mind. So be sure to write me, Judy@JudyMario.com. That's Judy@JudyMario.com. Judy@JudyMario.com. And while you're at it, just go on over to JudyMario.com and take a look at the opportunity to get our free newsletter. Just put your name and your email address in there, and we'll be happy to make sure you get our newsletter every single month. Our newsletter will give you so many great ideas on how to make your life better and how to make the choices that are right for you. You will also receive a free download when you do that of a recording, my audio recording, entitled Realize Who You Are. And while you're there, you might always want to check out the link to receive a subscription to Choices Magazine. That's our quarterly magazine, which has incredible positive mental attitude type articles by some of the top speakers in the country and some of the top writers of most motivational materials. And so sign up for that magazine. You'll really be glad that you did. Or you can just go over to ChoicesOnlineMedia.com, that's ChoicesOnlineMedia.com, and you can read the archived versions of the magazines, and you can also pick up the archived versions of this particular radio show, Choices, because there's probably about 100 shows on there that might have some of the topics that you're interested in, and you can just go into the archives and listen to them. And today we're talking about tips for creating an easier life. One of the other things that we can do to create an easier life is to make a phone call rather than making a personal visit. I can't tell you how many times I've driven clear across town to take papers to my accountant, and then I have to drive all the way across town to pick up the papers later on. And that's 45 minutes each way, so that's an hour and a half in the car each way. That's 3 hours of my time that I actually could have made a phone call and talked to the accountant about it, or I could have faxed the papers that she needed, or scanned those papers and emailed them. But for some reason, I'm sure it's out of habit from the old days, because I'm an older person, is that I still drive out there and drop them off, and I've had to learn to quit doing that. To use technology. We have so much technology available to us in this day and age that we can use. And so make your life a little bit easier. Learn how to use the technology. You're smart enough. Don't tell me, oh, I don't know how to use a computer. In this day and age, you must learn to use a computer. And speaking of computers and our desk, clear your desk except for what you're working on. Make sure that you only have that particular thing on your desk at that time. Work on one thing at a time. Don't do like I used to do and open up four or five files and have them on your desk and be working on each one of them all at the same time. Because you know what happens? Things start to get into the wrong file somehow. In fact, I've even closed up a file and had another file within it and filed it and then couldn't find that file for a long, long time, and was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, yelling and screaming, who took my file and what came off of my desk? And once I learned to only have one thing at a time on the desk, to give it my complete attention, to take care of whatever it is I'm taking care of, and then to close up that file and put it away before I open another file, it changed my life. It made my life so much easier. And that's what we're talking about today. How can you make your life easier? Another thing I did recently that you might want to consider is clean out your files. I had files that had at least 30 years of training materials in them. I had many, many duplicates. I had papers that had been filed that I don't even know why they were filed, except maybe just to get them off of my desk. And we all do that. We all overfile to some degree. We keep a lot of stuff that we don't need. We hold on to things that can be eliminated. You know, the efficiency experts tell us that 80% of what we file is never used again. And I believe that even after I threw out 80% of my files, there's probably still 80% of what's left that I'm not using, because I was just too afraid to turn loose of too many things. But think about this. In this day and age, You can find just about anything you want on the internet. You can find research, you can find articles, you can find people, you can find information, you can find anything on the internet. So you don't need to hoard all that stuff in your files. And even your personal records, you can scan those and put them in your computer and not have all that paper. That paper, I honestly believe that when I'm not looking, that paper makes baby papers. It seems like that paper just grows and gets bigger and grows and gets bigger. So throw out those things that you don't need. Throw out that stuff. I know the IRS requires us to keep a certain number of records, but you can scan all of that and you can put it in your computer. Just a couple more things on how to make your life easier. One of the things is to try to make yourself comfortable wherever you are. If you're in your car and the traffic is just terrible and you're stuck in traffic and you're feeling stressed because you need to hurry, stop and breathe. Make yourself comfortable. Say, this is not so important that I need to get myself worked up over it. You've got a cell phone in your car. You don't have to look around for a payphone like we used to do in the old days. Just call whomever it is, tell them you're stuck in traffic, and you're going to be there shortly. Learn to make yourself feel comfortable wherever you are. Learn to relax. Put things in your car like tapes, motivational CDs, motivational tapes that you can listen to, that you can actually relax while you're there. You can have some de-stressing tapes in your car. You can have some motivational tapes in your car. Utilize that time to listen to something that's going to help you feel more positive about your life. Another quick tip is to see if you can do things once that you can use two or three times. Like if you have to write an article, can you use that article for two or three different magazines? Can you use that article as a chapter in a new book that you're writing? Can you use that article for a speech so that you don't have to do work over and over and over? Try to make your work become two for ones or three for ones that you can use the same thing more than one time. And most importantly, how to make your life easier? Choose to get a good night's sleep every night that you possibly can. You know, if you don't have sleep, you don't have energy. And so many of us run around with less sleep than we need. And when we have less sleep, we are less alert and we're less able to function at optimum capacity. One night a week, see if you can't be in bed by 9 o'clock. And I don't mean laying in bed watching crime movies on TV, things where people are killing other people and their blood and guts and they keep you awake during the night. I mean, go to bed, turn out the light, maybe listen to some quiet music, or turn on the light and read a good book for a little while and try to just drift off to sleep, because that additional sleep is going to help you feel better. It's going to help you have more energy, and it's going to help make your life easier. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for being a part of my listening audience. I try to always give you information that will help to create an easier life for you, that will help you to make the choices where you can create an easier life for yourself. If there's anything you'd like me to talk about, just contact me, Judy@JudyMario.com. That's JUDI@JUDIMOREO.com. And most of all, I want you to remember that you are going to have to live with the consequences of your choices. So be sure to set your priorities and make good choices as to what you do with your time, what you do with your energy, what you do with your money. And always, always, always remember that you are more than enough.